Nita and four of my grandchildren are burnt. Shut up.
The unverified voice of a family's grandfather as a horrific scene unfolds in Mexico. At least six children and three women from a U.S. Mormon family have been killed in an ambush in northern Mexico. The victims were members of the LeBaron family, U.S. citizens who formed a fundamentalist Mormon community decades ago in the border region, according to Security Minister Alfonso Durazo. The attack occurred when a family members were traveling in three separate vehicles on a dirt road. President Donald Trump tweeted, "If Mexico needs or requests help in cleaning out these monsters, the United States stands ready, willing, and able to get involved and do the job quickly and effectively." Transcripts released by the House Intelligence Committee of a former ambassador to Ukraine are causing a Washington stir. Sagar Magani has more.
House investigators are set to release more impeachment interview transcripts today after giving the first inside look at the closed hearings. Yesterday's release was chilling. A transcript of Marie Yovanovitch recounting the campaign to fire her as the U.S. ambassador in Ukraine, including warnings from Ukrainian officials to watch her back as President Trump and allies push for Ukraine to help them politically. Yovanovitch said she was shocked that in a July call with Ukraine's leader, the president called her bad news and said she's going to go through some things. The president yesterday,
"I'm sure she's a very fine woman. I just don't know much about her."
Today, Democrats plan to release a transcript of European Union Ambassador Gordon Sondland, whom Yovanovitch says urged her to tweet support for the president, telling her, "You need to go big or go home." Sagar Magani at the White House.
This is VOA News. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani announced Tuesday that Iran would begin injecting gas into centrifuges at its Fordo facility, the latest in steps that go against what it agreed to in a 2015 agreement on its nuclear program. Bronwyn Benito has this for VOA.
Iranian President Hassan Rouhani announced Tuesday that Iran would begin injecting gas into more than 1,000 centrifuges at its Fordo facility, the latest step against the 2015 nuclear deal Iran signed with the United States, Britain, China, France, Russia, and Germany. Rouhani said in his televised address that all steps Iran has taken so far are reversible if the other nuclear deal parties uphold their commitments to provide Iran relief from economic sanctions. The U.S. Treasury Department Monday rolled out new sanctions against Tehran, adding to the more than 1,000 already imposed on Iran's oil exports, banks, financial transactions, and military leadership of the Islamic Republic. Ali Akbar Salehi, head of Iran's Atomic Energy Organization, told state television Iran is operating centrifuges able to process uranium much faster than those Iran was allowed to use under the nuclear deal. Bronwyn Benito, VOA News, Washington.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. Emergency assistance is starting to pour into Somalia, where hundreds of thousands have been driven from their homes by severe flooding. Lisa Schlein has the latest for VOA from Geneva.
More than 300,000 people have been made homeless by some of the worst flooding experienced by Somalia in years. Parts of the country, especially in the central Somali district of Beledweyne, have been devastated. UNHCR spokesman Andre Mahecic says up to 10 flights, three a day, are scheduled to airlift 60 metric tons of supplies.
The air operation largely depends on landing strips being available as floodwaters have engulfed a vast area. Reports of our partners indicate that villages on the outskirts of Beledweyne have been submerged and hundreds of families are trapped in their homes.
In the meantime, the World Health Organization warns many flood-hit districts have become cholera hotspots. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
UN officials warn disasters such as the Somali floods highlight the increasing vulnerabilities of people in this country and others to the effects of global warming and climate change. They note this latest calamity was preceded by a severe drought in July. Afghanistan and Pakistan have traded charges of harassment of their diplomats serving in each other's capitals, prompting Islamabad to halt its consular operations in Kabul until further notice. The latest diplomatic dispute between the neighbors erupted on Sunday. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.
VOA1. All the hits and more. VOA1. The best.